Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Be careful on the roads. Staff meteorologist Dan Menigan is saying be careful on the roads. He doesn't have a seal. Well, he might actually own a seal, but he doesn't have a meteorological seal. Right? Do you have a seal?
I mean, a pet seal?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I have one that's in the bathtub right now.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe just even a seal album, CD, something like that. Download.
Looking for a kiss for a rose? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I am in a tower looking upon a traffic. That's how we work.
That's how he does it. So anyway, he's telling us be careful out there on the roads. What do you see, Jeff? Give us out of our 24-hour window downtown.
It is snowing.
It is snowing downtown. There you go. Up to the minute news and information right here. 92.3 The Fan. All right, so again, the bigger part of this conversation we've been having about Shedeur Sanders here this morning is, one, Kevin Stefanski has said he's your starter for the rest of the season. Get it? Fact. Okay? Next question, do they need to draft a quarterback now with one of their two first picks or first round picks in next year's draft? Or do they need to combine them or move up or do something with this draft to move up and go grab another quarterback? And so that's kind of where we've been sitting. John Greco was on the morning show. And the boys were taken aback by this comment.
How well does Shedeur have to play the rest of the way to make the Browns think twice about taking a quarterback towards the top of the draft?
Well, I think they should think twice.
Already?
I think they should.
Whoa!
Wow.
Not just because of Shedeur, but you have allocated draft capital to two quarterbacks in this year's draft. You still have Deshaun Watson, who's obviously we know about the cap hit. There's so many other needs on that side of the ball, and Shador's been explosive. So let's build on that. Let's get some confidence around him and show, like, hey, let's put the right people in place to give you a fair assessment and a fair shake.
And there you have it from John Greco, who was discovered on the show, by the way. Like many of our guests that have scattered throughout the rest of the programming throughout the day.
Yeah, kick them on to everybody else.
That's how we work. But that's a former player, former offensive lineman for your Cleveland Browns saying, whoa, you know, hit the brakes here. We may not need to draft a quarterback. What do you think?
I think it's a possibility. I really do. I think Shedeur has improved. And if you can... If it were Shedeur alone, Andy, I would say you probably need to go get a quarterback. If it's Shedeur and Deshaun Watson sitting here, then I think you're okay.
Let's go to Chagrin. Let's travel over to Chagrin, where it's beautiful this time of year. Elsie. Hi, Elsie.
I don't know about beautiful, man. It's about 7 degrees below anything you could accept. But beyond
bro,
that,
you live in Chagrin Falls. The whole world thinks that place. They make movies about that little community. They are the essence of the Western Reserve. Go ahead, my friend.
I guess so. Hey, listen, I'm a casual fan in that I watch all the games, but I'm not in as deep as you guys. But there's a couple things I've noticed over the last couple of years. Number one, I think our buddy, our coach, owes us as a fan base because we wasted 2 or 3 years, whatever, with him calling plays. And so you've got that problem. And I think he owes us back for, you know, some legitimate coaching. And I you got to give the guy a chance to develop his coaching skills. But more importantly, what quarterback could live with this front line? This front line is useless.
We're going on to our ninth different starting lineup for the offensive line going into this week's game. Ninth.
That's a small portion compared to how many quarterbacks and coaches we've had.
I mean, we've had nine quarterbacks in a year. We've come close.
So, Shador's doing a good job. We got a backup for him if we really need him. But the front line is they're not doing anything to help anybody get any points on the board. You can't expect Shador to do well when he's running around getting chased down the block by everybody on the defense.
Or Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco.
Or anybody.
That's right.
So I say forget the coach and the quarterback, because they're actually doing all right. The question is how do you keep them from having to run away from their defense all the time?
The odd thing, LC, is that if you read some of the stuff about the way that the guards have played this year, Joel Bitonio is considered Pro Bowl caliber, and they could end up going back to the Pro Bowl, and Wyatt Teller was in the upper half of guard play in the NFL. That's
two guys. How many guys are on your
offense? And Ethan Posick is considered a good center. I get it. They've had huge problems at tackle. I get it. And it needs to be improved. There's no question about that. But it's weird to me that the individuals involved have been praised for their play this year.
Well, that's good. I congratulate them on that. Let's just get more of those guys, and let's not focus on the coach and the quarterback all the time.
All right, LC, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the holiday season. Let's move right along.
What was that?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it.
Enjoy the day, and thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the holiday season.
And thanks for...
I'm Baskin and Phillips. Let's move on to the next caller. Welcome to the show.
And you're please stay on the contestant. Ride. Well, I mean, aren't the Browns just like Cedar Point? Please stay on the ride till the ride comes to a complete stop and
the
have a great day here.
The ride is never going to come to a stop, Andy.
On the North Coast, which will no longer be the North Coast here coming up. It'll be in Burke Park. Zach's in Cleveland. Hi, Zach. Please stay on the ride until the ride comes to a complete stop. How are you?
On America's rock and roller coast.
There you go. I love it.
Okay.
Guys, this whole sabotage thing, this whole... Stefanski's got it out for Shador or anybody else. I mean, Jeff just said it. It didn't matter who was back there. Our offensive line and offense just wasn't performing this year. Whatever's come about now, maybe it's Reese calling plays. Who knows? But maybe this was their plan all along, was to wait to show Shador until they knew the season was over. And we're going to have a decent draft again next year. And maybe this is the answer. I mean, can't be any worse than what we've been doing the last 5 years, right?
Good point. It's got to turn here at some point, right? What's sad is how close we were and how this whole thing got blown up. And now we're back to this point where our lives revolve around the draft. And we look at a defense, which I'm still just befuddled over what happened on Sunday.
How did they give up 31 points to the Tennessee Titans?
How did they give up 31 points to the Tennessee? Can somebody help me with this? I bad field position every once in a while. I give it to you.
Cost my son a fantasy football game.
What?
Nobody cares.
Wow.
You know why?
Is he okay?
You know why? Because I told him, don't start Tony Pollard. Browns are going to shut down Tennessee.
Wow.
I duped him over.
Do you feel
my
like
own kid
taking a bad parenting class or something like that?
I must have.
I think we all should.
I screwed that up big time, didn't I?
I blame my dad all the time for being a Browns fan. Let's go to... Do we need to go back into the Wayback Machine and talk about all of our problems? Or are we just doing this over fantasy football? Jeff, it's going to be okay. I just want you to know that.
Great, Andy. Move along.
No, I can't. I'm stuck in the music. This is soap opera music, Jeff. Two Faces East. Are you with me on this?
Sure, Andy.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Not in the least.
In a soap opera, when both people are looking in the same direction and talking to each other, which doesn't happen in real life, it's just a television thing. It's called Two Faces East.
That's great.
I'm glad you learned something today. I expect to hear that at the end of the show.
Damn, Dwayne. That sounds like a romance novel.
It does. Dwayne in Dallas.
Where's Fabio?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, I'm hello, Dwayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up with you?
I'm staring at that last caller. I'm good, bro. It's a soap opera with some of these calls, man. Like that guy said, hey, we've been dealing with this the last 5 years. No, duh. But the reason I'm calling in, man, I wanted to talk about maybe a suggestion for head coach, but I wanted to follow me. Just follow me. I need my own segment. Y'all got a great lineup coming up. Dwayne needs his own segment. But, no, so Coach Prime – coaching at Colorado. Would you say he's a game changer?
He is.
Would you 100% say he's a game changer?
I got to tell you, from a business standpoint, he is the game changer in college football.
No. Coaching-wise. Coaching. Just excellent. No, he's not.
He struggled this year without his son and without Travis Hunter.
He's middle of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a middle of the road college football coach.
With a chance to become really good.
Yeah, he's still young at being a coach in college, so.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Stefanski, is he a game changer with the Browns right now?
I would have said early on, right? Today, it doesn't feel that way. When it was first year, first getting going, it felt that way. Felt like he was a game changer.
Okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
So my thing is, Shador played with no O-line, right? Yeah. Most sack quarterback. He still was accurate. He still did really good at Colorado. Look at them now. He's more prepared to deal with the Browns' current situation. Now, when we talk about drafting a quarterback, Mendoza, he was a Cal. He did none of these things until he got with Cignetti, right? So okay. I just want to caution you guys in saying let's trade all these picks to move up to get him, and then you get a quarterback that only did this for a year and a half, basically. At a high level with an awesome head coach, with a game changing head coach. The guy that I think that I haven't heard anybody in Cleveland media talking about looking at is Clint Kubiak with Seattle. Young coach. He has a pedigree with his father.
Yeah.
And nobody picked Seattle to have that kind of offense that they have this year.
You know who else has a pedigree with his father?
Tell him, Jeff.
Kevin Stefanski.
I hear you. I hear you.
Dwayne, it sounds like he just kicked your dog, man.
No, because this is. That's why Dwayne,
you're right, though. Like, Clint Kubiak's done a really nice job. And he should be on people's radar.
I just feel like he should be on Cleveland's radar.
Absolutely. Why not? If you're going to make a change, you should talk to everybody.
I agree. I feel like we need like a innovative offensive coordinator / head coach, right? Because Shador is, like you say, he in these 3 weeks, man, he's made so many improvements. And like he said, he drops little gems here and there in these press conferences. What would this look like with an entire offseason? What would this look like with more practice and more reps? What would this look like with some more receivers and a couple of O-linemen?
Now you're talking, Dwayne.
I like where you're going with that. All right, I get it. I understand what you're saying.
That's why I've backed down on my think they're going to – because I think he's played well enough, along with the fact that Watson's under contract, that it might be a decision that you should kick down the road for a year. The only way you don't kick it down the road is if you, whoever is in charge, and let's assume it's Andrew Berry. If Andrew Berry, because it's his job, and nobody knock his drafting right now. If he's convinced that there's somebody that he can draft at quarterback who's going to be an absolute stud, and he thinks Shador won't be, then he should draft a quarterback. But if it's somebody who comes out and is like, well, we kind of like him and we think he's our, well, don't draft him.
You can't have the kind of feeling.
No,
if you're going to draft somebody in the first
absolutely
round,
absolutely not.
You better be 100%
and
on
not
this
with,
one.
And not with what you've seen so far from Shador.
It's right? Where we are. It's just
he's shown enough that he's still in the equation.
I just,
and it could be the answer to the equation.
For the next month, we're going to be sitting here saying, what should the Browns do with the draft picks that they have?
Next
and should
month.
They be looking at a quarterback, or at least until...
How about four months?
Because of the next month, though. The next month, you have tangible evidence of where Sanders should be. You're watching him play, whether it's with the ninth different offensive line or the wide receiving core that you're questioning each and every week. None of that matters. He has a month to absolutely 100% prove. And you keep putting up 300-yard games, it doesn't make... It's a very simple argument to make him the starting quarterback next year without a doubt. But you also still have Watson hanging around. That's the only little caveat that I say to
but
all this
okay,
stuff.
That's okay, though. That's okay.
All right, let's come back. We'll talk to Mary Kay Cabot, Daryl Ryder at 11:40, Mike Martz at 12, and Tim Tebow at 1 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.